plate. They had see-through plates when they first moved in together. They'd licked them clean, looking at each other through the foggy glass, wide, smiling mouths, dirty faces. He would joke that they could put them back on the shelf now, and she'd laugh. They both did the cooking, walking around the kitchen like a choreographed dance, the smell of cumin as the base, with ginger and lime riding high on top, like layers of sound in an orchestra, licking the honey and lemon from each other's fingers. They'd rush to the stove as the water hissed its way out from under the vibrating lid. One would open the fridge and the other would duck under the other's arm, both of them looking for something different. Then they'd be at the sink. He would reach across the counter for something and always touch the small of her back. She'd look out the window to the dark night, then steal a glance at me in the reflection. She knew I watched from the table. That was long ago. They've since moved on from Wollongong. And who knows whatever happened to those plates.